Hello, hello, hello. It's your girl Kathleen, aka Castadine, aka Sodine, and you are here for a bonus episode of Sodine's Soapbox. Yes. Here on Sodine's Soapbox is where we rant about all things love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it, get into it. So, I'm sure you're a little surprised why there is another episode so early, but yes, this is actually a bonus episode. So I wanted to make this episode for a special reason. This episode is actually being released on my birthday. Yes, happy birthday to me. If you couldn't tell by the title of today's episode, this episode will be released on my birthday. So this is actually a bonus episode. So if you are new to Sodine's Soapbox, welcome, welcome, welcome. Grab a pillow, grab a chair, kick off your shoes and relax your feet. Chill with us. We're a family here. And if you are a returning listener, welcome back. What's up? How you doing? How you doing? All right. So we're going to do things a little differently with this episode. I'm not going to do my normal, you know, promos and things like that. But of course, I will ask, if you aren't already, please, please, please follow your girl on all social media platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The handle is Shameless Listo. That's Shameless Listo. You know, let me know what you think about this episode or previous episodes, but come chat with me, add me on the socials. But other than that, we're going to jump right into today's episode. So as I said, this is going to be a bonus episode outside of my normal schedule. So you're in luck for this bonus. So like I said, this episode, I'm doing things a little different since this is releasing on my birthday. And funny enough, this whole month of October has been very interesting to say the least. Normally, when October comes around, I'm super amped. I'm super pumped of the thought of my birthday coming around. But this year has been a little bit different. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I haven't been excited about my birthday. And this is a first for me because I'm telling y'all, like, soon as October hits, I'm like, oh, everybody step to the side because October is the best month, which it is. The best month, the best babies are born in October. Argue with your mama, don't argue with me. But I don't know, this year just things just felt very different. And honestly, I tried to sit with my feelings and try to figure out why I felt different about this birthday. Like, is it the fact that I'm turning 35 this year? Is it the fact that, you know, I've been away from home for 3 years and I haven't been able to celebrate my birthday with family and friends? And while all of those things are valid, those aren't exactly the reason why I have been feeling kind of, for lack of better words, just not really welcoming of my birthday. So I don't know. I think a part of it has been, like anybody, when their birthday comes around, there's those mix of emotions where you feel like, oh, there's just so many things that I haven't accomplished in my life. And so your birthday kind of just reminds you of all the things that, you know, you haven't accomplished, you haven't completed. But then I've also realized there were so many things that I have completed that I never could have imagined I would have done by this age in my, or this point in time in my life. Things like moving to Korea, things like having this podcast and learning multiple languages, being in therapy, doing things like paragliding and solo dating and traveling on my own, and not just across the world, but just getting on a bus or subway and just navigating on my own. Whereas before, I felt like I needed friends to do things with. Because, you know, sometimes the thought of going to the movies by yourself or eating by yourself could be almost intimidating. And yet now I don't even think twice about doing those things. So I can say that these are good things that have changed that I don't think I could have imagined, say, 10 years ago when I was turning 25. So there's definitely some good things. And obviously there are things that I realize I still don't have yet. I don't feel like I'm in the best place financially that I imagine myself to be when I turn 35. I definitely imagine myself to be married and having children at this point. But I also realize on the flip side that with the mentality and the emotional immaturity that I had, I probably would be divorced by now. And so that's also my reality and acknowledgement of that. And just, you know, different things like that. I've had to kind of look over my life and think, what things have I accomplished? What things have I not accomplished? So it's kind of been a self-evaluation phase. And maybe that's just why this year has been feeling different, is that in past birthdays, I've kind of just been excited over the fact that it's my birthday, it's my birthday. And this year has felt more self-reflective. And I don't know if that's just a result of my age or if that's a result of me being a lot more aware of things, you know, especially now that I'm in therapy, I'm more intentional about being in prayer and reading my word and things like that. I don't know if it's a culmination of all of those, that's why this birthday I'm not so blindly just excited. I'm more like, let's be more reflective. I don't know. But yeah, it's been kind of hard to feel excited. And also, I'm thinking to myself, like, I have no plans for my birthday, if I'm being completely honest with y'all. Normally, like, I have everything mapped out. If you heard my worst birthday ever episode, I had everything planned out, from getting a tattoo and going to see a HBCU homecoming to going to Dave and Buster's. And I've had birthdays where literally I've had the agenda planned for weeks on end. Even if it's something simple like just going out to dinner, I knew the restaurant I was going to, I knew what I was going to wear, I knew who was coming, the whole itinerary. This year, I was just like, I have no idea what I want to do. And it didn't occur to me till literally today, a week before putting out this episode, that it didn't occur to me till a week before my birthday that I'm kind of like, you know what? I think I'm just going to stay home and get myself a birthday cake, a small birthday cake, because child, I'm not going to be able to scarf a whole thing down. Plus, I prefer cupcakes over birthday cakes, but I haven't really come across cupcakes here in Korea, now that I think about it. Like, I'm not saying that there aren't cupcakes, but since coming to Korea, I don't recall seeing cupcakes here. So I'm just going to get me a small cake, and I think I'm just going to set me up a nice little charcuterie board and grab me some wine and just relax and watch some of my favorite movies and celebrate me with me, I think, is what I plan on doing this year. I don't think I'm going to make a big fuss, big muss. Maybe I'll do something when I go home, since I do plan to visit home sometime in the next couple of months when I have a break. But for now, I think I just want to reflect and just enjoy my own presence and just be me and with me, versus always feeling like I have to be surrounded by people and do things with people. So that's kind of just what I'm feeling right now. But the real purpose of this bonus episode is I wanted to kind of do like the last episode, where it was kind of this rambunctious love letter to Drake, but I kind of wanted to be on a more softer note. My more, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know, season one was more softer toned, which is fine. I have duality, kind of like Drake. I want to take this episode to kind of speak to both my younger self and my future self. And if I could look at my younger self and think of the things I could say to her, I wrote some things down that I'd love to tell my younger self, that I'd love to share with you guys, because maybe these are things you'd want to tell yourself maybe now, or also tell your younger self. And then I also have some things that I kind of want to be from the perspective of my future self. So kind of in the prophetic manifestation type of mentality, and saying that even though I may feel certain ways now in the present time, I kind of want to time travel and tell myself these things as if I was in the future, so to speak. I hope it makes sense. And I hope as I read off my advice, they make sense to you. But basically, I want to break it off into two segments, is advice and encouragement that I want to share with my younger self, and then advice and encouragement that I want to give to my future self, or from my future self, essentially. So that should a year from now I go back and listen to this episode, it can encourage me and say, wow, you know, I said that on October 28th, 2022, and it's now October 28th, 2023. And these are the things that came to life, and these are the things that came to manifestation. And I didn't even know it. I was just speaking in blind faith, essentially. So let's go ahead and jump into it. So we're not doing any church announcements. We're not doing anything extra. I just want to go straight into it, since this is a bonus episode. Some of the advice I will kind of give more context to, and others I hope are kind of self-explanatory. So here we go. I will give first off the advice to my younger self. So first advice I would give my younger self is, ironically enough, your voice is necessary. I put that there because as a kid, especially in school, I used to always get on my report card that I was really smart, but I used to talk a lot. Always on my report card that I was super smart, very, you know, I knew what I was doing. I knew the lessons. I knew what was going on in class, but I just talked too much. And funny enough, years later, now I have a podcast. But just growing up, sometimes I felt like, for lack of better words, my voice wasn't necessary, that people didn't like hearing me talk, that sometimes I would talk and I felt like, oh, I should be quiet, or I just talk too much. But my first advice to my younger self is that regardless of how I may think, unless I have actual evidence to prove any of those statements, my voice is necessary always. So that's the first piece of advice I would say to my younger self, is that my voice is necessary. Second is, take up space in every room you enter. Take up space in every room you enter. Third, you are enough. You are enough. Again, I feel like that's self-explanatory, but I think as a child, growing up, I didn't feel like I was enough. I felt like I had to always prove myself in school with my friends. I was always bullied, and I just felt like I wasn't good enough, especially being bullied because I was dark-skinned, because my parents, for My parents did pretty well. My dad's a teacher. My mom worked in the hospital. She worked in the medical field. And so I always grew up pretty, I wasn't poor, but I wasn't rich. My parents did pretty well for themselves. And therefore, I was bullied for that. I was bullied because I was dark-skinned. I was bullied just for weird reasons. And so I felt like I always had to prove myself in some form or fashion. So my advice to my younger self would be, you are enough. The next one is definitely important to my younger self. You were never ugly. You were just surrounded by wahites. Now, some people may take offense to this, but again, going back to me being bullied, especially for being dark-skinned, I really grew up thinking that I was ugly. I grew up thinking that I wasn't pretty enough. And I realized now that I'm older that I was never ugly. Even when I look at a lot of my pictures when I was coming up, I may have had, you know, the barrettes or the, you know, the, well, in Creole we call them boulettes, but the little ball, I have no idea how to call them in English, but they're the little, I think I've heard some people call them bobos. I have no idea, but I had those up until the time I was 13 because my mom didn't want to perm my hair. And I couldn't wait till I got a perm because I thought that would make me feel more attractive because that was the beauty standard, was having the long flowy hair, which was the European, you know, look. But I realized that that was the Wahite standard. I was never ugly. I grew up in Wahite suburbia. So therefore, they naturally were the cream of the crop. And there were plenty of guys or boys in my class who liked me, but they were never going to pick me because that meant that they would have to go against what was in, what was, you know, considered the beauty standard. Because even now, I remember growing up, those same boys, when I went off to college or whatever, Facebook became a thing, those same boys went and found me and they were like, wow, like you really grew up. You look good. Back then, y'all didn't want me. Now I'm hot. Y'all all on me. Like Mike Jones said it best. So I realized I was never ugly. I just was in the wrong environment that I didn't fit into the beauty standard. Same thing like with clothes. They didn't make clothes for curvy girls or plus size girls. Therefore, I dressed very frumpy or tomboyish. The clothes just didn't fit me. Because I had already developed, you know, a body by the time I was in the sixth grade. The sixth grade, I already had the chest and the butt before the rest of the girls did. So naturally, they bullied me because they were like, why do you already look like this? Because the whole, you know, black girls are fast and black girls develop faster than everybody else. They were bullying me for the way that I looked. And so I kind of felt ashamed and awkward in my own body, but I realized there was nothing ever wrong with my body. I was always that girl. I just grew up in the wrong environment. So that's why I would say I was never ugly. I just was around wahites and they wanted to make me feel otherwise. The next piece of advice I would give myself is spend less time chasing boys and more time chasing yourself. Now, I know in like my early episodes, I said I never dated because l'école, la caille, and l'église was the main, you know, triangle in my household. So naturally, because I wasn't allowed to date, I chased boys a lot. You know, I was attracted to them naturally. But I think I had this weird obsession with boys and wanting to date to the point that it took up a lot of my mental capacity. It took up a lot of my mental and I carried it through high school and even through college that I wanted boys to like me. I wanted boys to be interested in me desperately. Like I wanted attention. I wanted validation from boys. But at the same time, I had this whole, you know, men deserve less mentality. So it's kind of like this push-pull ordeal that I had going on. So I had a really weird situation internally going on where I wanted boys to notice me, but then at the same time, like, I felt like men deserved less. And part of that just was because boys would hurt my feelings because, again, the bullying, the name calling, all of that. So I think that's where the push and pull comes through. But I wish I just would have spent less time worrying about boys liking me and just chased myself more. Now, obviously, you know, middle school girls, high school girls, that's kind of like where their head is at. But in all reality, I just wish that I would have been more focused on myself than a lot of these boys, because even though my parents told me, focus on your education, boys will come later. I think for me, like, I just remember just being so boy crazy for a long time. And I kind of regret that phase of my life. So I would definitely tell myself to not chase boys for so long. But then on the flip side, I would say, run away from the grown men who look at you with lustful eyes. Now, I said before that in come the sixth grade, I developed pretty early because I got my cycle pretty early. So therefore, my body came in before everyone. So even though I was 12, I looked 17. And unfortunately, that brought on these grown men looking at me with lustful eyes, and it brought its own set of issues and problems with it. And again, because I was in this state where I wanted attention from boys, I got attention from boys, just not the boys that I wanted to get the attention from. And that, again, there was this push-pull, men deserve less, I don't want men looking at me, but they are. So it's kind of this weird dichotomy that happened that I would definitely say run away from the grown men who look at you with lustful eyes, because there was just a twisted ordeal in my mind that I thought the attention I was getting was somehow good, because I thought, like, oh, look at me, like, I'm getting attention. It was almost like I thought it was a flex. But now that I'm older, I'm like, that's not a flex that grown men are looking at children in that type of manner. That especially once I expressed my age and they were like, oh, it's okay. No, it's not okay. That's a whole nother issue in and of itself. So I would have told myself, if I could speak to myself now, I would tell myself, like, run away from those types of men. On a lighter note, I would say, have fun more and worry less about being the responsible one. Because I am the firstborn, I'm essentially the second mother in the house. So I felt like I always just had to be the responsible one. I had to always do what I was told, always had to represent the family, essentially. So I felt like I wasn't allowed to be free. I wasn't allowed to let my hair down. I wasn't allowed to just have fun. That's really what I struggled with, because I felt like, oh, if I do this, then I'm a, you know, dishonor on you, dishonor on your cow. Like, that whole ordeal, I felt like, was on my shoulders. So I didn't have as much fun as I wanted to growing up, because I felt like I was always having to be an adult, even though I was a kid. I didn't let myself be a kid. So I would really tell myself, be a kid, have fun, be a child, be free. I would definitely go back and tell myself that. Next, I would say, it's okay to be different from those around you. Being unique is a blessing, not a curse. Again, it all kind of ties in. I felt always on the outside. I didn't know why I was always an outsider. Even now, I still kind of feel like an outsider. And I've always felt like it was a curse. But as I've grown older, I realized standing out, being different, not blending in to the crowd is more of a blessing than it is a curse. it means that there's a special calling on your life. There's an anointing on your life that you're not meant to always fit in. Sometimes you will fit in certain situations, but most times you're not meant to fit in. You're not meant to blend in. So I realized that it's okay for me to not always fit in every place that I go or everywhere that I go. I'm not meant to. Next, I would say that not all friendships are meant to be forever, and that's okay. This one is hard. This is definitely hard for me to say because I was that person who felt like every friend that I had, we were going to be friends forever. Like, my kids are going to grow up with your kids. We're going to be in each other's weddings. We're going to grow old together. Like, we're going to try and buy houses close to each other or in the same neighborhood. Like, anybody that I'm friends with, I have that mentality that we're going to be friends forever. I never imagined the mentality that friendships can be seasonal. And I think as I've gotten older and realizing that that is the case, it's been hard to embrace, but I realized that it's okay that there are certain people, they're only meant to be in your life for a season. Some friends are only a season or a lesson. I believe I mentioned it before that some friends are roots, some friends are leaves, some friends are branches. They're just different aspects in your life. And you just have to use discernment and wisdom to understand how each friend fits into your life. So for me, I would definitely tell my younger self to not always assume that every friend that comes into my life is going to be a forever friend or going to be a root. They can easily be a leaf or someone that's just there for the season to teach me something or for me to teach them something or pour into them. And at whatever point that we need to go our separate ways, even if it still hurts, it's necessary for us to go our separate ways. The next one is, it's okay to not trust people so easily, but don't be so rigid in your walls either that you miss out on amazing people. Child, I'm a Scorpio and I'm Haitian. I don't trust people that easily. I have a wall. I have a moat. I have electric fence. Like, I don't let people in that easily. I don't trust people that easily. And especially growing up, I really had trust issues. I really had trust issues with letting people in. And so I had no problem telling people, like, hey, I don't trust easily. And I made it very difficult for people to be friends with me. Unnecessarily difficult at that. You know, I was unnecessarily stubborn and unnecessarily difficult to let people be friends with me. And I would give people, you know, again, an unnecessarily hard time because I just didn't want people to, like, I didn't want to let people in. And so I would say, like, it's okay to not easily trust people, but if people show that they're worth essentially stepping out on and trusting them, you know, let them in. But again, also don't be so rigid either. Like, don't easily trust people, but don't make it so hard for people to see you and to get in. And I think as I've gotten older, I've learned to be a lot more open with people, not necessarily always being vulnerable and transparent. I choose when I'm vulnerable and when I'm transparent with people, but I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to be open with people. And even sometimes I think back then I was just afraid of people using the things that they knew about me to hurt me. But it's like, it's a lose on your part. It's not a loss on my part. Like, if you choose to take what I thought I could trust you with to somehow backstab me, that's on you. That's not on me. But again, that came with wisdom and understanding that I never lose. That's, you just lost a good friend. You lost a real one. Not me, because I kept it 10 toes down the whole time. But if you chose to use whatever information that I shared with you to try to get to me or backstab me or try to win on me, trust me, it's going to come back to you way worse. So that's on you, not on me. Anyways, moving on to the next one. I love this one. It came to me as I was writing this down. Embrace your laugh. It lights up rooms. Not to say I hated my laugh, but again, it's just one of those things I used to be self-conscious about. But I think it's self-explanatory. I know in the last episode, I was laughing a lot. And that's actually not to say I've ever been a fake laugh in any of the episodes, but in the Drake episode, that's probably like my realest laugh. Aside from like if you're with me and we're watching a movie or we're telling a story and I'm laughing so hard I cannot breathe. But I know my laugh is distinctive. I know my laugh carries. I know my laugh fills up a room. And sometimes I feel like, you know, maybe someone thinks negative about my laugh, but I realize I don't care. I tell myself, embrace my laugh because it lights up a room. And it be that said, okay? The next one, again, just talking about embracing things about me. Embrace your beautiful melanin skin. It's as pure as gold. And that's just to combat all the bullying I had to deal with when it came to like the dark skin jokes that I grew up hearing. And then the last advice I would give my younger self before we move into the next segment is resting doesn't mean you're lazy. And child, growing up in a Caribbean household where Saturday mornings you had to live it so you can clean. Living means wake up. Child, there's no such thing as resting. Resting is not a thing. Resting means you're lazy because why are you resting? Why are you resting? Even for me now, to rest, I have to really combat that because I feel like if I spend a day doing nothing, a part of me feels like I'm lazy. When in reality, it's like, girl, you worked 5 days a week, 40 hours. You're allowed to rest. If you decide to do nothing, who gonna check you? Who gonna check you? Who? Nobody. Like, so I have to learn that resting does not mean I'm lazy. I deserve this rest. I earned it. So I want to tell my younger self, girl, if you want to rest, you rest. All right. So now I want to switch gears and speak to my future self. Now, again, this is more or less me transporting myself into the future, speaking to myself now. Because, like I said, it's now October 28th, 2022. And I'm transporting myself into the future and I'm speaking to myself from the future. So this is kind of like more a manifestation prophetic type of portion of it, we'll say. So first thing is, girl, God did it. Girl, God did it. And for the listeners who don't believe in God, again, I'm a Christian, so I'm coming from a Christian perspective. You can say the universe did it, but for me, girl, God did it. God did it. Second one, which also I meant to say for the first one as well, but I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Everything in this world tried to take you out one way or another, whether physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. And some of it almost took you out, but you still standing. Like Monica says, I'm still standing. I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you on everything you've achieved, on everything you've accomplished, not just in the physical sense, but how you've just grown mentally and allowed yourself to open yourself to growth and not stay rigid in your thinking and allowed yourself to change your mindset and change how you view the world around you. I'm so proud of you for allowing yourself to open yourself up to loving yourself and loving on the people around you, despite whatever hurt and pain other people have poured out onto you. I'm proud of you for putting yourself in a foreign place that you don't know the language, you don't know anything about the culture, but you didn't let that be an obstacle. You allowed that to be a challenge that you continue to wake up and you face day in and day out, and you welcome it. Because one thing about you is that we don't let challenges knock us out. Some days are easier than others, but you still wake up and we still try again. So I am so proud of you that no matter what comes our way, we still keep pushing through. I am so proud of you. The next one, again, I put this for saying to my younger self, but also for my future self. I love you. Sometimes we wait to hear it from other people, but you need to hear it to yourself. I love you. I love the curl pattern on your head. I love that one cheek has a dimple and the other doesn't, like Miguel from Coco. Dimple? No dimple. I love how smart you are, how witty you are, how charming you are, how funny you are. I love, again, how your laugh takes up the room. I love how you love on people, how you make everyone feel like they are the most important person in the room. I love your heart for people. I love how you care about others and you want to encourage and you uplift people. And even though, yes, sometimes you can be a little tough, that whole tough love, because that's just unfortunately how we grew up, but we're learning from that. You just want to see people get out the gutter and get out of the place because you know everyone is capable to make it to the top, because there's room for everybody at the top. It's not just one person at the top. Everybody can make it at the top. Because you believe that whatever somebody says as a dream, if they said, I can be a writer, you believe they can be a writer and that there's no obstacle in their way. If somebody says they want to be a chef, you believe they can be a chef. There's no obstacle in their way. You believe in people and whatever obstacles that they say that there is, you don't believe it's true. So I love everything about you and I love you to your core. The next I put on there is, it turned out better than we could have ever imagined it to be. I know sometimes we have limited purview of how things can be, and we can't imagine how situation can change from where we are right now, but trust, it's going to turn out better than we could ever imagine. We can't see the full picture, but it's going to get better than we could ever imagine. It only goes up from here. The storms are always the strongest when you're in the middle of them, but you always come out of it shining a little bit brighter. We gold, baby. We are gold. And no matter how hard the thunder sounds or how bright the lightning flashes, how loud the wind howls, the storm can't shake us. We may be in the midst of the storm, but when we come out of that storm, we always come out just a little bit brighter each and every time. The storm is not meant to break us. The storm is never meant to break us. Don't get broken in the storm. Don't get broken in the storm. Girl, you are a force to be reckoned with. You are a force to be reckoned with, and can't nobody touch you. Can't nobody touch you. Why? Because God always got you. God always got you. Past, present, and future. God always got you. Something else I tell myself is, look what happens when we pray more and worry less. This is what happens when we pray more and we worry less. You're stepping into the God is going to blow your mind season of your life. You're stepping into the God is going to blow your mind season of your life. Right now, you can't see it, but you're stepping into the God is going to blow your mind season of your life. Your family, your finances, and career will fall into place exactly as they should. We might not know how it's going to look, but they're going to fall into place as they should. They're going to fall into place exactly as they should. Position yourself, because the takeoff is going to be so fast, it'll make your head spin. Position yourself, because the takeoff is going to be so fast, it'll make your head spin. Continue to love on yourself. Date yourself and get to know yourself, whether there's a man in your life or not. Continue therapy, even when you feel like you don't need it. And last, this is the last piece of advice I give my future self, or from my future self, excuse me. I love you, and you are the baddest girl on the block, and can't nobody tell you otherwise. I'm gonna say it again. I love you, and you are the baddest girl on the block, and can't nobody tell you otherwise. So I end my birthday episode on that note. Along with this episode, I am going to be releasing a birthday playlist today, which will be available on Apple Music and Spotify. It will be my 35 favorite songs. They are from all different genres, but it is basically 35 songs that bring me joy, that bring me happiness. They make me dance, they make me sing, they make me cry, but it's basically 35 songs that just have some sort of special meaning to it, whether it's a song I like to twerk to, a song I like to just be in my feels, whatever. They're just basically songs that give me some sort of emotions. I am releasing a birthday playlist as well as with this episode. Again, I appreciate everyone who's been supporting this podcast and supporting me. It means a lot to me, truly. So definitely check out the playlist. Check out the music that I have. So yes, happy birthday to me. Again, please, please, please follow your girl on all social media platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The handle is Shameless Listo on all platforms. Shameless Listo. Honestly, if you could tell your younger self anything, what would it be? If you could step into the future and speak to your current self, what would you say? I'm kind of curious. I know this episode was kind of unconventional, maybe a little bit all over the place, but tell me your thoughts. But until next time, your girl is off her soapbox. See ya.